Morton Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.
Right, today we are talking about divorce and I have Julie Fawcett from Newton Solicitors. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Beth. Lovely to be here again.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, you are a family lawyer, is that right? What's your title with Newton's?
I am, yes. I'm one of the senior solicitors, part of our family team. There are 8 solicitors in the team spread across Yorkshire and we specialise in all aspects of family law, and I'm delighted to come along today to talk about getting divorced.
That must be your main topic. That is what obviously you deal with. The particular area that we're talking about today is called no-fault divorce. What is that, and how does that differ from many other divorces?
Well, when people come to see me in the office, they can be very shocked and surprised to hear that unless they blame the other person, they may have to wait for 2 years or even up to 5 years to legally end the relationship. And that creates a difficulty because people do not want to blame the other person necessarily. The relationship may have broken down for any number of reasons and people grow apart and want to separate. And what we don't want in the legal profession is to play the blame game.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you can just grow apart, can't you? I don't think there are many people that can say in their entire life they've never had a relationship with somebody that is great at the beginning, it's all lovely, and you just don't love each other anymore at the end. And whether that's a friend relationship or a loving relationship, everybody must have been in that boat at some point. So how can you get around that? If you don't want to turn into let's pretend that it was all because you did this and he did that and she did this, how can you get through a divorce and not blame the other person if that's not needed?
Well, get some legal advice. That's the first step, because when you go to see a solicitor, they will assist you to draw up the paperwork to get divorced in a way which is as amicable as possible in difficult circumstances, because there is lots of stress and pressure on people. And sometimes just going to see the solicitor and dealing with someone who has dealt with divorce on a daily basis for 10, 20 years, they know the way to approach it, which is going to mean that you can get divorced in as amicable a manner as possible, despite the fact that on the statute book and legally speaking, as we sit here today, we don't have a no-fault divorce. What we can do as solicitors is assist you not to exaggerate the basis for a divorce and deal with matters as amicably as you can.
So, currently, there is no legal way of having a no-fault divorce.
There isn't, unless you wait for 2 years to legally end the relationship. At the moment, if you came to see me and you wanted to get divorced, we would have to use blame, that is unreasonable behaviour or the adultery of the other person, to get you divorced. And I am a member of a group which is called Resolution. And mm-hmm. What we are trying to do is publicise the no-fault divorce route, the no-blame route.
And is that something that's likely to happen? Is that something that's got to go through Parliament, or how likely is that?
Well, there's a growing consensus of opinion that we should have a no-fault divorce. In fact, it's already on the statute books and there is the possibility of a no-fault divorce. It's just never been enacted by Parliament. But more and more people are getting behind this campaign to have no-fault divorce. And there are more and more people who realise that the way to deal with matters is amicably and in a conciliatory manner, and concentrate on the matters which are of concern to people, which are the arrangements for their children or the financial aspects of the breakdown of the relationship. So concentrating on the consequences of the separation rather than strict basis for the divorce.
So once again, then, we always like to finish, Julie, with some advice, because everybody will know somebody who's been divorced if they've not been divorced themselves, and blame is not necessarily going to make any of the proceeding better. What would your advice be to people, and what can they do? How can they get in touch with you or somebody else from the Newtons team?
Well, have a look on the website. We're www.newtons.co.uk. You can see all of our family team on there. There are 8 of us spread across Yorkshire and the North East, and there will be a solicitor nice and close for any of your listeners to come and see us. And come and see us, have a chat. What we can do is we can deal with matters for you in as amicable a way as possible without resorting to this blame game.
Fantastic. Julie Fawcett, thank you so much for coming in. And people can find out more about you and Newton Solicitors by just searching online for Newton Solicitors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.